Hello there. May I speak to James?
You have the wrong number, sir. There's nobody at that name here.
I see. Very well. Perhaps you can help me, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey. National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Oh, yes, sir. Very well. Let me specify. I know it's about the elections in 2024 and other important issues in the country. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Ever since I had the choose your vote, I have voted in every election.
So would you definitely vote?
Yes, I will vote.
Very well. What is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
I was born in 1938, sir.
1938, that would be, about 60? Let me see, 38 to 40, 60? 70, right? 73.
Yes.
Very well, 73. Then let's enter that. Thank you so much. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm African American.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Please raise your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November
20th. I vote in every election.
Correct. I'm supposed to read 100%. I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. So, plus, bear with me for a second. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote? From 0 meaning that you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. So, how much?
More than ten.
Okay, so it's a
more
10.
Than 10. Yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat?
I have not voted since I registered to vote.
I understand. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm independent.
Independent, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
A little bit. Satisfied.
Would I be just satisfied or very satisfied?
Just.
Satisfied, okay. Sure. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year congressional elections? I will mention important issues. You can choose your top two choices. Is it immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, inflation and the economy. Which are your top two issues?
Getting people equal opportunity to make a living for themselves.
Correct, but I mean, the ones I mentioned, which are in the survey, which would be the two issues for you that are most important to you personally?
Education, number one.
Okay, improving K-12 education, okay.
Saying what? Say that again?
Improving K through 12 public school education.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay. Which other one, ma'am?
A better healthcare system.
Healthcare cost. Okay, very well. Let's move on. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they stayed about the same.
Saying about the same. All right, let's move on. Thank you. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oh, God. We don't have race relations in this country.
Well, you know, but, you know, according to the survey, what would you say?
It depends on where you live.
Okay. But in general, would you say they are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're staying about the same.
Staying about the same. Thank you so much. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all, thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Okay, what was that question again?
How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life?
Not at all.
Not at all, thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer rights. I'm a black woman.
Fewer? So yes. would that be somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Well, I say somewhat fewer.
Somewhat fewer. Thank you, ma'am. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. First one is Donald Trump. How do you feel about Mr. Trump from 0 to 100?
They can put him below 0.
Below 0? I don't have that. So it's a 0.
Can we go below 0?
No, I will have to ask for that. Okay, very well.
Below 0 twice.
How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Kind of in the middle. I think he's trying.
So what number? Well, you had to pick a number, though, between 0 and 100.
What would be the number? I mean, what are the numbers?
The higher the number is, the warmer and then favorable that you feel. If the lower the number, is the less favorable and colder you feel about them.
Between 10 and 12 or 12
and
12?
No, 15. No, 0 and 100. And between 0 and 100.
I'll give him 75.
75, very well. Thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
Who is that?
Ron DeSantis.
Who is that?
You don't know Ron DeSantis?
Really?
No. Well, I'm not supposed to speculate or add any further information if you're not familiar.
What does he do? Is he a senator or a representative or something now?
Well, he's a politician, but that's as far as I can go because I'm not supposed to add any further information. Ron DeSantis, you are not familiar with him? Have you ever heard the name?
I think I've heard it vaguely, but I don't really know who he is. Does he have a public office now?
He does, but, you know, I'm not supposed to speculate. So would you say you have...
I don't want you to speculate. Is he a representative or something now?
He is. So you got no opinion at this point or don't know?
No, I don't have any opinion. No, I don't have any
Very well. Sure, ma'am. If for quality reasons, I'm not supposed to provide any further information, but thank you, ma'am. Let's continue. How would you rate the NAACP from 0 to 100?
75,
thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one is another organization, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate them if you are familiar with them?
I'm not familiar with it.
Never heard of them?
Not to my knowledge.
Very well. How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
Oh, it's okay.
0 to 100. You got to give me a number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel.
How about a 65?
65. Very well. We can work with that. How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
Who the heck is Taylor Swift?
Never heard the name before?
Is that a singer or something?
It's something like that, you know. As I said, I'm not supposed to provide further information.
No, I mean, I don't know who she is. What does she do? Is she a singer or something?
Should I enter that you don't know the name or got no opinion?
I've heard the name Taylor Swift, but I don't know what she does.
Okay, so you got no opinion or don't know?
I don't have any opinion because I have no clue as to who she is.
Sure. How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris. She's a senator or something? Now,
she's a vice president, as far as I will go. Kamala Harris.
Oh, Oh, she's the vice president. Yes, I like her. She seems to be okay.
How would you rate her though, from 0 to 100?
I'll give her a 45.
45. Very well. Let's move on, ma'am. Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, let's go with Biden. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
What in America? I'm sorry, what was the question?
White nationalism.
White nationalism?
Yes.
You mean like white people being more...
White nationalism. Well,
I don't know what
I mean,
it is.
Well, as much as you understand, as I say, I'm not supposed to elaborate. So how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Well, I don't think there should be white nationalism or black nationalism.
So would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
Well, I'm worried that if that goes forward, we're going to have some problems.
Would you say very worried or somewhat worried?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And the choices for your answer is, if you agree, I strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, it's somewhat disagree or strongly disagree. First one is, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
Say that again. I read that again. I didn't know.
Yes, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Yes, they should do more.
So you agree strongly or somewhat agree?
I agree strongly.
Strongly, okay. Next one says, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you agree or disagree?
My cultural...
Your heritage, traditions, attack. And cultural identity is under attack in America.
I agree. Especially
agree, agree strongly or somewhat agree, ma'am?
I agree. So, extremely.
Strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, very well. Next statement says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Against white people?
Yes. That's what it says. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I don't know where they're living. I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you, ma'am. Next statement, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
No, I don't think so.
So you disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Next statement, American democracy is under major threat now. Do you agree that American democracy is under major threat right now? Agree or disagree?
Is on what kind of threat?
Major threat.
Major?
Yes, major threat, yes.
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, very well. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
It's been a big problem, will always be a big problem, and will never change.
So you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, America is on the path of another civil war. Agree or disagree?
I disagree on that one.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Let's move on. Let's move on fast, almost done. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs?
I support affirmative action programs.
And would you say you supported it strongly or somewhat? Yes, strongly?
Yes, for thank any you. Minority, not just the African Americans, any other minority. So.
Sure, ma'am. I will read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on the mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, all the people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
And would you say you agree with B much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say they are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate using a scale. Rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think it's extremely important, 5 means you think it's somewhat important, 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is a commitment to Christian ideals. How important is that for a democracy to survive from 0 to 10?
I'd say 8.
8, very well. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. How important is that for democracy?
10,
thank you. Immigration to this country. How important is that for democracy to survive?
8,
thank you. The right to bear arms. How important is that?
Well, that's in the bylaw. I mean, the Constitution. So it's a 10.
10, very well. How important is police that treat everyone the same? How important is that for democracy to survive?
It's very important.
It's a 10?
A 10.
Okay. And freedom to protest the police or government. How important is that for democracy?
10.
And one more, equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you two statements. After that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10,
very well. And one more. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Could I say 20?
No, ma'am, that's the highest 10. Would that be a 10?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's start wrapping things up. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Can I say 20?
Go ahead and say 20. So I'll punch it 10 twice. Very well, 10. Extremely motivated. Thank you, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a BS degree, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children? Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm kind of in the middle. More moderate, I believe.
Moderate? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month,
okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban,
thank you. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
What is that?
LGBTQ plus community.
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a wonderful night.
Where's my money?
No, I'll keep it. Thank you so much. Good night, ma'am.
You have a good evening. Okay.
Hey, what's great speaking to you.
I enjoyed your questions and talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Much appreciated. Thank you so much.